Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with in the book of 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning at verse 10. But you, Timothy, certainly know what I teach and how I live and what my purpose in life is. You know my faith, my patience, my love, and my endurance. You know how much persecution and suffering I have endured. You know all about how I was persecuted in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, but the Lord rescued me from all of it. Yes, and everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution, but evil people and imposters will flourish. They will deceive others and will themselves be deceived. But you must remain faithful to the things you've been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. Verses 10 through 16. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Then looking in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. My child, listen to what I say and treasure my commands. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Cry out for insight and ask for understanding. Search for them as you would for silver. Seek them like hidden treasures. Then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord, and you will gain knowledge of God. For the Lord grants wisdom. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding. He grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. He is a shield to those who walk with integrity. He guards the paths of the just and protects those who are faithful to Him. Then you will understand what is right, just, and fair, and you will find the right way to go. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will fill you with joy. Wise choices will watch over you. Understanding will keep you safe. Wisdom will save you from evil people, from those whose words are twisted. These men turn from the right way to walk down dark paths. They take pleasure in doing wrong, and they enjoy the twisted ways of evil. Their actions are crooked, and their ways are wrong. Wisdom will save you from the immoral woman, from the seductive words of the promiscuous woman. She has abandoned her husband and ignores the covenant she made before God. Entering her house leads to death. It is the road to the grave. The man who visits her is doomed. He will never reach the paths of life. So follow the steps of the good and stay on the paths of the righteous. For only the godly will live in the land, and those with integrity will remain in it. But the wicked will be removed from the land, and the treacherous will be uprooted. Lord, thank you again for the wisdom in your word. Thank you for the power, the grace that rests upon your word. Thank you for just the truth that as we read and meditate on your word, we're spending time one-on-one with you as you mold and shape us and empower us to become more and more like you. With every passing day, Father, help us more and more to fall more in love with you and with your word, and empower us to become much more diligent about not only being disciples, but help us to become more diligent in the work of making disciples and much more faithful in doing the work of discipling and molding and shaping our children and our grandchildren to be the persons you've called them to be. Help us to know, Lord, that the most important work in the world is the work of your kingdom. Help us to be about the work of your kingdom daily, faithfully. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, I just want to thank you for your scriptures and for your word. Father, how can we understand anything in scripture unless you explain it to us? So Father, I ask for your spirit of wisdom to come and to reveal the secrets of scripture, to reveal the depths of your heart, and to reveal the purposes of your son. Father, I ask that we could grow more in your word, grow more in your likeness, and grow more in wisdom as we seek to be more like you. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. You know, we have been continuing to have feature different individuals and guests that have been a part of our Ten Commandments Project in different ways. And we want to say thank you once again to all of our listeners whose children or grandchildren or individuals got involved with the Ten Commandments Project, specifically with the speech challenge this year and related parts of the project. Remember, and I want to remind every listener, the Ten Commandments Project is a discipleship project. We have fun with it, but at the same time, we see it as a very serious tool and a very serious project in that one of its goals, of course, is to really encourage believers in the body of Christ to take the work of discipling, being disciples and making disciples of our children and others much more serious. It's a critically important work, and keep in mind that we live in a dangerous world and during dangerous times. And it's by God's grace that when we're disciples, when we're being faithful disciples and faithfully making disciples and faithfully doing the work of discipling our children and our grandchildren and others as well, not only are we doing the work and walk, not only are we walking in obedience to God's word, but also we're equipping ourselves and our children and others to be the warriors they need to be to go out on the battlefield of life and be victorious. True discipleship helps us to become strong, mighty warriors in the kingdom of God. And that's what is needed in this day and time in which we deal with such serious spiritual warfare. So we're grateful for all the adults that have gotten involved and helped their children or grandchildren get involved as well. And so we're grateful to have, as our guest today, Sister Kathy Berry, who is the grandmother, and Jordan Berry, who's the granddaughter. And Jordan participated in an activity related to our Ten Commandments project as well. Welcome, Kathy and Jordan. Good to have you all today.
Good morning. Thank you.
An honor to have you all on with us today. And Kathy, I'm going to ask if you'll take a moment to tell us a little bit about how you helped your granddaughter, Jordan, get plugged into the Ten Commandments project.
Well, I'll tell you this. The word says that these commands I give you today are to be on your hearts, impress them, your children and your children's children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hand and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates, from Deuteronomy 6. So I try to keep my ears open to opportunities. And it was going down the road, so I got to hear your whole program, and you were sharing an interview with a young lady, a little girl. And I was so encouraged because as an older senior citizen, it gets discouraging sometimes to look around and see how the world has changed so much just in my 65 years. So to see that God is raising up young people in his word and in his ways is so encouraging. And you shared about the Ten Commandments opportunity on that podcast. So I looked it up and I read an article that you had written. And I was just so stirred that as a grandmother, I need to do what the word says and pass it on to the next generation. So I passed it on to Jordan's parents. He's homeschooled. And I proposed it, could this also be used for a grade, and they were open. So Jordan took this and ran with it because she doesn't live in my house. She comes every so often, but she took it up and went with it. So thank you so much for the opportunity and the resources that you've given these young people. It's so encouraging. I heard you say 50-some, almost 50 have participated, and that sounds like a good godly number. God's got his remnant growing up. So thank you, Pastor Joseph.
Well, Ms. Kathy, we appreciate those words of encouragement. And we're grateful for grandmothers like yourself who took the time to encourage and to just to encourage and pray for your granddaughter, Jordan, as you did, and you allowed her to be a part of this project. And so I hope that lots and lots of other grandparents are listening right now and will take note to your wisdom in doing just that. I'm going to ask, Sister Kathy, would you pray for grandparents as well as parents to grow in their understanding of the need to be very deliberate and diligent when it comes to discipling our children and our grandchildren?
Yes, sir, I will. Father God, oh, precious Father, just how powerful to hear your word read aloud this morning. Just unbroken, Lord, and attitude not taken away, is sharper than the sharpest sword, and it rightly divides between bone and marrow. Lord, I thank you that your word is living and active. And Lord, I pray that you will encourage and equip young people with their children and grandparents, Lord, to do the work of declaring to the next generation your mighty acts, Lord. I know you won't let us pass away till we have done so. We have things that you've done in our lives, Lord. Help us to articulate those to our kids and our kids' kids. We thank you, Lord, for the awesome privilege of seeing a generation come up. Your author spoke well when he said, children's children are a crown to the age in Proverbs, because you know how much we love our grandbabies, and we understand that you love them even more than we do. So may we lift them up with diligence and be living rightly before them. Lord, I am not worthy, but I hide in the righteousness of my Savior to pass on to these kids what great things you have done. And I thank you, Lord, that you will give us our houses, that they will be saved in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, to thank you for Kathy, and thank you for many other grandparents that are out there listening, as well as parents. And thank you for the opportunity you give us to be able to impact our children with the gospel and with the word of God in so, so many ways. Father, anoint us afresh with the spirit of wisdom and grace. An anointing that would encourage us to be more diligent and more faithful in doing the work of discipleship as we go and as a lifestyle. Help us to recognize, Lord, that one of the many great joys in life is that of sharing the gospel with our children and grandchildren and then encouraging them to grow up once they come to know you as Lord and Savior. Help us to know, Lord, and help us to discern the wisdom and grace to be able to disciple in big ways and little ways, and using every opportunity to point them to Christ, to help them to grow closer to you and grow strong in you day by day. Thank you for this privilege and opportunity. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Well, again, Kathy, we appreciate you being with us as well. And also, we do have Jordan, your granddaughter as well. Jordan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing very well. Very well. Again, we want to say we thank you to you as well in choosing to be a part of a project related to the Ten Commandments Project. And remind us, Jordan, how old did you say you are?
I'm 15.
15. And what grade are you in?
I'm in 10th grade.
10th grade. All righty. Well, we're coming up on a break, but on the other side of the break, what we're going to do is we're going to share the article that your grandmom alluded to. We're going to share the article and then allow you to share your speech, which in part relates to the article that will be shared, as well as you're going to share scripture with us as well. So we do appreciate you being with us today. Father, thank you for Jordan. Thank you for many other children and young people, Lord, that have been a part of the Ten Commandments Project and many others who either know you or need to know you. Father, send forth many more laborers amongst our youth in our nation and in our world who will share the gospel with them. Help them to come to know you and to come to become fully rooted in you as well. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
Can I crack the surface into the deepness, the deepness? exhausted all my ways, all my ways, and all the noise begins to fade. It's you, then everything else just falls in line. You, you will always hold this heart of mine. It's you, it's you. Then everything else just falls in line.
The music of Toby Mac with It's You. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Again, we're grateful to have as our phone guest today Kathy Berry, who is the grandmom, and Jordan Berry, who is the granddaughter. And we're going to start off this segment. I'm going to share the article that has been alluded to. That it's an article that I wrote that was placed on the AFA stand. And for this and many other articles on many other Christian education topics, you can go to afa.net, and you'll find many of these kinds of articles, discipleship articles and others, on the stand. The title of the article, The Ten Commandments Project, What Mama Taught Me. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 to 9, "And these words that I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." Again, Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 to 9. The following is a story that illustrates very simply why Christian parents should take the work and responsibility of discipling children very seriously. Our children are precious. They're entrusted to us for a few days. How critical it is that we make the most of the short time that we have to raise, guide, and disciple them. The Ten Commandments Project is a tool to help us to do just that. "All rise for the Honorable Judge James Jackson," said the bailiff. Judge Jackson marched into the courtroom and was seated, and then said, "Let us proceed with the first case on the docket. Your Honor, this first case involves Jimmy Smith, a 17-year-old charged with armed robbery with a deadly weapon," said the district attorney in a very stern voice. "Attorney Brown," the defense attorney quickly responded, "Your Honor, the charges are not correct." "Are you saying the client didn't rob the store?" asked the judge. "No, I'm saying that he did not have a deadly weapon," replied Attorney Brown. "I have a key witness, the store clerk, who was present, and she said that he had a gun," said the DA. "My client did not have a gun," responded Attorney Brown. "Are you saying my witness isn't telling the truth?" asked the DA. "Miss Thomas, come to the stand," said the judge. Miss Thomas ascended to the stand. "Didn't you see Mr. Smith point a gun at you? Didn't you clearly see that Mr. Smith had a gun?" Miss Thomas responded, "Well, he had a gun. It was just in the pocket of his jacket." "Well, Mr. Brown," said the DA. "Miss Thomas, did you see Mr. Smith holding a gun?" asked Attorney Brown. "Well, he had one. It was just in his jacket pocket," she replied. "Your Honor, my client did not have a gun in his pocket." "Well," said Judge Jackson, "what deadly weapon did he have in his pocket, Attorney Brown?" "Judge, my client had a banana in his pocket," stated Attorney Brown. "A banana?" asked Judge Jackson, looking bewildered. "Yes, Your Honor, banana," said the attorney. "Your Honor, this is a ridiculous thing for Mr. Brown to say, but we can clear this up very easily. Officer Jones, the arresting officer, is here in the courtroom." Judge Jackson said, "Officer Jones, please come to the stand." Officer Jones ascended to the witness stand. "Officer Jones, did you arrest Mr. Smith on that day?" quipped the DA. "Yes, sir," responded Officer Jones. "Didn't Mr. Smith have a weapon in his pocket?" "Well, no, he didn't. Miss Thomas told us that he had a gun, but we didn't find a gun in his possession." "Well," said the DA, "what did you find in his pocket?" "Well," said Officer Jones, sort of stumbling with his words, "we found a banana in his pocket." So, Mr. Smith, said Judge Jackson, you robbed the store with a banana? Yes, sir, said Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith, are you going to sit here and tell me that you robbed a store with a banana? Yes, Your Honor, said Mr. Smith. Judge Jackson bellowed with laughter. He then looked at Miss Thomas and said, Miss Thomas, did you ever see a gun? Well, Judge, I didn't ever actually see one. I just assumed it was a gun in his pocket. In all my years as a judge, said Judge Jackson, this beats all I've ever heard, stated the judge. Mr. Smith, you committed armed robbery with a banana. I have to say that takes skill. Why did you try to rob the store with a banana? Mr. Smith replied, I'm scared of guns. You're scared of guns, asked the judge. Yes, and my mama taught me to never play with guns, stay away from guns, and never point guns at people. And I try to do what my mama taught me to do, said Mr. Smith. Well, good for your mama, said the judge. But Mr. Smith, did your mama not teach you that one of the Ten Commandments is you shall not steal? Asked Judge Jackson. Well, no, sir, said Mr. Smith. She never taught me nothing like that. I know that for a fact because if she'd told me that, I would have remembered. There are a lot of things that I've done wrong, but one thing I can say that I did right. I listened to a lot of the things my mama taught me. Mr. Smith, said the judge curiously, in my 40 years as a judge, you've won the prize. Miss Thomas, what did Mr. Smith steal? Miss Thomas stated, he took a gallon of milk, a pack of hot dogs, and a loaf of bread. Mr. Smith, why did you take these items? Judge, my two little children were hungry, and I'm raising them by myself, and I don't have a job, and I didn't have any money, and they was hungry. Judge Jackson paused and stared at Mr. Smith for a few moments. Mr. Smith, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you probation. But I want you back in my courtroom, in my court, in 3 days. Do you have a Bible? No, sir. Well, here, I'm going to give you mine. In 3 days, I want you back in my court, and I want you to recite for me the Ten Commandments from memory. If you can do it, I'm going to drop these charges. If you don't, I'm going to lock you up for 6 months. You got it? Yes, sir, Mr. Smith said, smiling really big. Do you want a job? Asked Judge Jackson. Yes, sir, said Mr. Smith. Well, meet me in my office later today at 4 o'clock, and I'm going to connect you with someone who I believe can give you a job. Can I expect you at 4 o'clock in my office today? Yes, sir, said Mr. Smith. Proverbs chapter 31, verses 1 to 2. The words of King Lemuel, the oracle which his mother taught him. What, O my son? And what, O son of my womb? And what shall I advise you, O son of my vows? Again, Proverbs 31, verses 1 and 2. Parents, your children are listening. They listen sometimes when you think they're listening, and they're listening sometimes when you don't think they're listening to you. Every day, teach them wisdom and truth. Guide them to read the Word of God daily. Live a lifestyle of teaching and instructing daily wisdom from God's Word. They're always listening to something. Let's help them hear, receive, and live the right things. Wisdom and insight from the Word of God. Faithfully and diligently discipling our children is so critical to all believers. Again, the title of that article from the AFA Stand is The Ten Commandments Project, What Mama Taught Me. So now we're going to hear from Jordan. Jordan's going to share a speech that she wrote dealing with the Ten Commandments, and in part that alludes to this article as well. Jordan, if you'll go right ahead.
Thou shalt not steal. Stealing has a broad reach of negativity that produces consequences that harm individuals, communities, and society as a whole. Stealing causes financial loss, emotional distress, loss of trust, reduced safety, and damage to reputation. Training our children about the difference between right and wrong is a cornerstone of their moral advancement. Without this foundation, they are more likely to make countless mistakes without learning from them. No proper godly teaching leads to a lack of remorse, empathy, and poor decision-making. The social consequences are increased crime rates, economic instability, and weakened social fabric. Jimmy Smith did what his mother told him, but was still wrong because he was never taught about the Bible or that theft is wrong. Although he stole, he did not use a gun because his mother didn't believe in the use of guns. He didn't use a gun during the robbery. That proves that what parents say affects their children. Teaching the younger generation about the Ten Commandments is important so that we can prevent crime. A lack of godly ethics can be detrimental to many aspects of life. The act of stealing has a far-reaching negative effect that can harm individuals, communities, and society. It leads to financial loss, emotional distress, loss of trust, reduced safety, and damage to reputation. Teaching our children about morality and the difference between right and wrong is crucial for their development. Without this essential foundation, they are more likely to repeat mistakes. Failing to instill proper morals can result in lack of remorse, empathy, and poor decision-making. The Ten Commandments gives us a sound way to make positive decisions, which teaches our children to do the same. Mr. Smith tried his best to follow his mother's word and respect it. He was unaware that theft is wrong, its repercussions, or how it affects others. The Ten Commandments are a guide for God's people to show them right from wrong. If you don't know right from wrong, you will continue to repeat your past mistakes if no one teaches you. Teaching children about them is essential for their personal growth and the well-being of society as a whole. It gives them what they need to make rational choices, create healthy relationships with others, and successfully participate in communities and society. Mr. Smith had good intentions. He only stole what his children needed. Even though he believed he was doing the right thing, he still committed a crime because no one taught him the right thing to do. Judge Jackson recognized this and gave him another chance because he saw a light in him. The story of Jimmy Smith is credited to Joseph Parker from AFA.net.
All right. Thank you, Jordan. Again, outstanding speech. And really appreciate the fact that you took the time to put together a speech and words of encouragement and insight that can really touch a lot of other young people, helping them to see the wisdom and the power behind the Ten Commandments. But I hope many parents will really take to heart the wisdom you've shared in your speech as well, because the fact is parents have so much influence upon their children in so many ways. And when we teach our children the right things, specifically wisdom, like the wisdom of the Ten Commandments, it makes a huge, huge difference. Well, tell me, Jordan, did you learn anything yourself in the midst of your working on putting this speech together?
Well, I did learn something. Mm-hmm. I was surprised that the speech prompt asked about how not teaching the Ten Commandments to the younger generation can affect them. Because the Ten Commandments is the Old Testament, people don't usually associate now with the Old Testament. I've never thought about somebody being raised not knowing about them because I grew up in church, and when I was a kid, I assumed that everyone was taught about the Bible. Mm-hmm. But now it makes me think that crime is majorly caused by people who weren't taught about God or the Ten Commandments.
Mm. You know, I appreciate you sharing that, Jordan. That's a powerful point. And the reality is we live in a society where so many young people haven't been taught truths like the Ten Commandments. It's sad how often you may hear of news stories of young people who try to rob a store or rob someone, ended up being killed, injured or killed in the midst of it. And young people that will hurt or murder one another. Well, again, teaching our children the Ten Commandments makes all the difference in the world in terms of their lives being impacted and then being taught what's right, what's wrong, what honors God, what doesn't. So thank you again for sharing that as well to them. So, but thank you again. We really do appreciate you sharing that. Jordan, would you, you were going to read a scripture, would you say a word of prayer before you share the scripture, though?
Yes, I will. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word, and thank you for letting it get to reach people in the many ways that it does, Lord. And please let this have a good effect on people that hear this, and please let it have a good effect on us and let us learn from it, Lord. And please let us receive something and let us not forget and let us always remember it and let it mean something to us today and for the rest of our lives, Lord. And thank you for the Ten Commandments, and please let it lead people to start teaching their children about them more today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jordan. Father, too, thank you. Thank you for the gift of your all of your word. And thank you for the unique gift of the Ten Commandments in particular, the Ten Commandments which contain your, what we refer to as your moral law. And Lord, thank you for the opportunity we have as parents to be able to teach them to our children so that they can be guided and directed with wisdom that can bless them for the rest of their lives. Help us as parents and grandparents to become much more diligent, much more deliberate, and much more committed to the work of discipling our children, helping them to come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and then teaching them to walk in the wisdom of all of the Word of God and the wisdom of the Ten Commandments specifically. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Our phone guests today are Kathy Berry, who is the grandmother, and Jordan Berry, who is her granddaughter. And we'll be right back. Mosaic, song simply entitled Tremble. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guests today are Kathy Berry, who is the grandmom, and Jordan Berry, her granddaughter. And Jordan, you were going to go ahead and share a passage of scripture with us at this time. But before you do, tell me, do you have any hobbies that you'd like to share with the listeners, things you enjoy doing, along with well, in other words, you're a servant of the Lord Jesus and you love Jesus. So what are some additional things that you like to do?
Well, actually, I like to dance and I like to sing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's neat. Well, we appreciate you again being with us today. And as you just continue to serve the Lord and use your gifts and talents, just keep continuing to use them for the Lord, we want to encourage you to be continuing to do just that. So you are going to read, you're going to be reading with us from the book of Matthew, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What exact passage will we be reading?
Matthew 5, 3 through 20.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the humble, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. You are blessed when they insult you and persecute you and falsely say every kind of evil against you because of me. Be glad and rejoice, because your reward in heaven is great. For that is how they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt should lose its taste, how can it be made salty? It's no longer good for anything, but is to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world, a city situated on a hill that cannot be hidden. No one hides a light and puts it under a basket, but rather on a lampstand, and gives it light for all to see who are in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing those passages of Scripture. We really do appreciate that. And again, thank you so much, Jordan, for being on the broadcast today. You've blessed a lot of people, so thank you so much for doing that. Ms. Kathy, wanted to ask you before we're almost out of time, but wanted to ask you, any additional words of encouragement that you'd like to share with parents and grandparents about the importance of really taking discipleship, discipling our children and grandchildren seriously?
Yes, sir. Every morning when I look in the mirror and I see this white head, I wonder, how in the world did I get here this fast? So we as grandparents have a different perspective of time, perhaps. And sometimes because of our limited mobility, we may have a little more time on our hands than our adult children do. They're in the midst of it. They're doing the heavy lifting with the child rearing, like bench pressing. But we perhaps are spotters, and we see things as we go along, and they don't come to us with questions so much anymore. But we sure can be intercessors and lift them up in prayer and encourage them. And having been a young parent that made a lot of mistakes, my husband and I, it amazes me that my adult children love me, because I didn't do it all right, and I still don't. I'm still growing, and I'm still learning. I'm still just a child of God, so do not give up. The Word says, don't grow weary in doing good, because in due time you will reap if you do not give up. So don't give up. And as you've said many times, they're listening when you don't think they're listening. So read to them even when they're yawning. Read to them. Take them to church when they're squirming and carrying on. Just don't give up, and pray, 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 because that's our mighty weapon. You know you're praying God's will, because he wants those children to be raised up to be warriors in his kingdom. And speaking to those kids, bless those kids, put your hand on them and speak a blessing. And God will honor that. And grandparents, I love you. We need to stick together.
Mm. Well, we appreciate those words of wisdom, Sister Kathy. Thank you so much. Would you say a word of prayer for the church to take the work of helping to equip parents and grandparents to be better disciplers, that the church would help to do that more effectively?
Yes, sir. Father, I want to lift up your bride, the church. Lord, I pray that you will remove anything in your church, capital C, that is not of you, that disrupts unity. May we be in harmony, Lord, and walk in lockstep with the Holy Spirit to raise up a generation of godly parents to encourage and equip them and to raise up their children. Lord, I thank you for the resources that we've been given, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty for the pulling down of strongholds. I thank you for the body of Christ and the love you have given us for one another. I thank you for what you're going to do, Lord, with these young people coming up. And, Lord, we trust you and we praise you, and we will keep our eyes on you through these days. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Kathy. And thank you again, Kathy and Jordan, for being on with us today. And before we end our broadcast, I'm going to take a few moments to share, hopefully, the whole article, at least most of it, that's This second article is entitled The Child Warrior. Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 9. And then Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. Again, Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 20. Spiritual warfare is a reality of life. Life is not a playground. Life is not a beach. Life is a battlefield. So it's critical that we understand that life is not a game. It's not a game in which those who oppose you think themselves to be bound by a certain set of rules. The devil is our enemy, plain and simple. He hates all people, especially people of faith. This is the truth for every man and woman on earth. But know that this is not a reason for any believer to despair. Be mindful that Christ told us, "But take heart, I have overcome the world," John 16:33. Spiritual warfare is a reality for our children and youth as much as it is for adults. It doesn't change for children and youth just because they're young. The devil isn't trying to give our children a break. He doesn't care about children. He hates children as much as he hates adult human beings. A picture of how the devil feels about children can be seen in abortion. He hates children and wants to destroy them. We as followers of Christ would be wise to do our part to very effectively equip our children for the battlefields of life. We would be wise to seek to equip them to be young warriors that every day have to step out on the same battlefield we as adults have to step onto. How tragic it is to see in the news children as tragic casualties in the spiritual warfare of life. Teens murdering other teens. Youth and children committing suicide. Very young children hooked on drugs and selling them. Children bullying other children. And the list could go on and on. We're wise to seek to help our children to become Christian warriors, spiritual warriors, because this helps them to be in the most advantageous position they can be in life. That is that of a spiritual warrior. And that position is in knowing Jesus Christ as his or her personal Savior and living a life boldly following him. That's what a Christian warrior is. So now allow me to define a Christian warrior. The following are some traits of a strong Christian warrior. Number one, he or she is a person who's accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior as of his or her personal, of his or her life, and is he is their personal Savior. Number two, this person is growing spiritually as he or she becomes a diligent student of the Word of God, reading and meditating on probably at least three chapters in the Word of God every day. Number three, this believer is a person who makes time in prayer a priority every day. And number four, this follower of Christ is seeking to live out the Word of God in obedience every day of their life. And for time reasons, we're going to end it there. But if you'd like to get a copy of the article, the title of the article is The Child Warrior. As we normally do before we end the broadcast today, if you are listening today and you know that you have never asked Christ to come into your heart to be the Lord and Savior of your life, today is a good day, a great day to make that step and be saved. If you'd like to make that step, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with me even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you daily. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray every day. Help me to obey you every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you gave your life to Christ and prayed that prayer, we want to be in touch with you. My email, once again, is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong and put down deep roots in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please, please get in touch with us. We'd like to share that information with you. Again, joseph@afr.net. Also, if you're wanting to get copies of either the articles that we shared earlier, the first one, The Ten Commandments Project, What Mama Taught Me, or the second article, The Child Warrior, same email, joseph@afr.net. Want to say thank you so much again to Kathy and Jordan for being with us, and keep up the great work following the Lord, okay? Thank you all for being with us. Thank you to all of our listening family. Please pray much for our guests and pray for all the young people that you know. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.